the bed.
I don't know. You try and you try and you try, and what do you get? Heartaches.
You know, Andy, this is where I really belong. Barney Fife. In the asphalt jungle.
You know something? This whole thing is psychological.
Pow, pow, pow!
What's the matter? Have you ever seen a man take off a dress before?
Well, hello, it's your old buddy Robert Berry, and welcome to Retro Crush, the podcast, episode 65, our senior citizen episode. But folks, we're not going to be retiring. In fact, we'll be giving you a Social Security payment of laughter and enjoyment. Hope you hope it pays off for you, let me tell you. So, yeah, you heard some sound bites there of Don Knotts' Barney Fife from The Andy Griffith Show, and Don passed away a couple days ago at the age of 74. Really, really sad to see him go. He passed away from, I believe, lung cancer-related symptoms. And what was really neat to read in the tribute to him, I read in the paper, was that Andy Griffith visited him the night before he passed away. So just kind of neat to see that those two remain friends for so many years after all this time. But I'd like to share with you a tribute by Bradley Mason Hanlon that was written. It's called The Incredible Mr. Don Knotts. Don Knotts, a man known for his quirks and divine nerdiness, was not normally what we think of as a leading man. He wasn't a John Wayne or even a George Clooney, yet as both a support character and a lead actor, he was every bit as important as those other chick magnets. Don was the other guy. Don was you. Me. Your neighbor. He was our Clark Kent in a Hollywood full of supermen. But most importantly, what I got from Don Knotts was the ability to truly see the underdog as the hero. And you can only really get that feeling if you both sympathize and empathize with the character. I mean, we all wanted Barney Fife to shoot himself in the foot at least once in a while, right? Sure, but we also wanted Barney to succeed. We wanted Barney to catch the bad guy, even if secretly aided by good Sheriff Taylor. And we wanted Barney to get the girl. Maybe not the girl, but his girl. And why? Because Barney represents our own awkwardness. An awkwardness we want to relate to and laugh at, and yet know that in the end, things will generally work out for Barney, and therefore, maybe for us as well. Remember the shakiest gun in the West? I was especially fond of that picture growing up. I specifically remember feeling the nervousness of Knotts' gunslinger dentist and wishing he would not fumble so much. There's a point where you can only watch your hero stumble so far before you want the shakiest gun in the West, or the reluctant astronaut for that matter, to take a shot of whiskey or a good cold root beer, shake it off, stand with your shoulders straight, and shoot a bullseye. Remember the incredible Mr. Limpet? Talk about being sympathetic. Here we had a fellow who felt so awkward inside his own skin that he wished he could be a fish. And when that dream came true, we're not only rooting for him, but we're totally invested in his aquatic love life as well. Now that's good acting, the kind of acting that comes from the it factor of just totally being a likable person. And that likability is not something you can fake. Don Knotts was a good man. You just know that as soon as he made you smile. And if you've read this far, you're probably one of the people that Don not only made smile, but laugh from the honest bottom basement of belly. Just think of how many times that has happened. If I had only known Don Knotts as Mr. Furley on Three's Company, I could honestly say Don made me laugh more times than I can count. What a gift he gave us. What a blessing. Thank you, Don Knotts, and rest in peace, but keep him laughing. Bradley Mason Hanlon, February 26, 2006. So I was looking around for some Don Knotts information on the internet today, and I found this really cool website that has basically the entire album that he made in 1961. I guess United Artists Records released a comedy album called An Evening With Me by Don Knotts. And didn't know he ever made a comedy album, but they've got it online, and you can listen to it there. We'll put a link of it up on our site here, but I'd like to play one of the tracks from it. This is Don doing some kind of a live concert appearance, but he's doing a funny bit where he's speaking at a medical convention. Hope you like it here.
The scene is a medical convention where some of the leading physicians are gathered to pay tribute to a Dr. Harry Hillary, the discoverer of a new medication. Well, unfortunately, Dr. Hillary was taken ill and sent over a last-minute replacement from his laboratory, a gentleman who hasn't made a speech since high school. Probably not even then.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Mr. President, and good evening, doctors. Now, I'm not a speaker. As you know, Dr. Harry Hillary was supposed to speak, but he couldn't make it, and believe you me, taking his place is having to fill a couple of awfully big shoes. I don't mean to imply that Dr. Hillary has big feet, just big shoes. Well, anyway, gentlemen, my laboratory has finally done it. They've finally come up with it. The perfect, and I say perfect, tranquilizing pill. You can all see it there. It's just a small thing, but believe me, we've had soothing, calming, tranquilizing effects with it. It's different from the other tranquilizers on the market. It's a real departure. It's neither reserpine nor meprobamate nor chlorpromazine. We call ours simply be calm. Be calm with be calm. There's a slogan for you. In fact, with these pills, you can have four things. You can have calmness, confidence, happiness. And the fourth thing you can have with these pills is a good memory. Now, being calm, of course, has many advantages. It makes you steady of hand. This gives you a better penmanship and helps you to write better. In fact, you doctors. To prove the confidence they give you, we tried them out up at state prison, and let me just read you a paragraph from a letter the warden wrote us. I think I can remember it. No, I can't either. This is from the warden. After taking one of your pills, I let our worst man up out of solitary and permitted them to throw a party among themselves. Head guard Jenkins, who had put these men in solitary, took three of your pills and attended the party unarmed. He will be buried on Wednesday. Well, of course, the important thing is that he did enjoy the party. Well, the most amazing thing about these pills is that there are no side effects. As you know, some of the other pills do produce side effects, but thank heavens, ours don't. Hush! Seem to be catching cold. Is there a doctor in the house? A little humor there. Anyway, as I say, there's no side effects with these pills, and we don't have to worry about putting labels on the bottles saying causes drowsiness, do not take while driving, or anything like that. Anyway, I wish that Dr. Hillary could have been here since he steered these experiments on the pill, but he couldn't make it. He's up at Smile View Sanitarium. He flipped his lid. They've got him on phenobarbital. They've got him on phenobarbital.
Eh, good old Don Knotts. Adios, my brother. You're a great entertainer there. Hey, I want to welcome the very first sponsor that we've actually got for the Retro Crush podcast. And if you got a business out there or a website or maybe, you know, a lost dog or something like that, please contact us, rbarry@retrocrush.com. Be happy to play your commercials on our show because, you know, we got to make some money here. You know, this isn't all fun and games, you know. Got to pay the bills. But I'd like to welcome our first, I'm going to play a commercial spot for them. This is a really great pancake joint out of Burbank, California. And if you ever find yourself down there, please make sure you check out this place here.
At St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast. There's no light and fluffy brown. They're the finest in the town. There's no light and fluffy brown. They're the finest in the town. At St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast.
They got some great pancakes. I can't say it enough. So, and they are so light and fluffy brown. Frankly, they are the finest in the town. So, please, support our sponsors. So, when you're in Burbank, make sure you check out St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast. Well, oh my gosh, wow! Just when you least expect it, it comes around. It's time for Retro Crush voicemail. We've got some good ones today, but I'll play the bad ones instead. Blah, blah, blah. I'm glad the Olympics are over because I only liked watching the women's figure skating, and that's mostly because I'm a pervert. Ooh. Well, folks, got a couple voicemails and an email today, and heck, why don't I play them for you? Here's our first voicemail.
New boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs, and it's understood.
Woo!
He's here to good care of me. I'm doing this because I'm driving Sam home drunk, and he's making me sing this, and I don't want to.
You're driving.
I'm sober driving Sam home.
There you go.
That's it.
Charles in charge.
I'm done. Charles. I'm done.
Charles.
Parking.
Charles in charge.
I'm parking.
You've made me listen to you sing it for ages. Sing it. Sing it.
I already sang it.
Oh. Okay, thanks. Bye. That's so embarrassing.
Holy crap! I hope you guys are okay. That may be like our first voicemail death. Of course, I die every podcast, practically, but hey, I hope you guys are okay out there. Please, don't sing Charles in Charge while you're driving and calling and leaving a voicemail. That's clearly a recipe for disaster. Here's a voicemail we've got about the Grand Mazinger theme that we played last episode. So if you want to know what the hell he's talking about, listen to episode 64 and all will be revealed.
Hi, Robert. This is Brian in Austin, Texas.
Actually, that's episode 63 for you continuity buffs out there.
Because I was just out biking around the park listening to your podcast and came across the Japanese theme song for... The Great Mazinger. You were right. He's called the Great Mazinger. And I believe the second one was Mazinger Z. And the reason I know this? Well, I do Japanese anime English voiceover dubs for all of our favorite Japanese anime shows. And I a couple of years ago, did the voice for the pilot of the Great Mazinger. And the cool thing about that was I grew up in Houston and I played with the Shogun Warriors, and that was the one I always played with. So I got to be the voice of the guy piloting the toy that I played with when I was 8 years old, so that was exciting. But the more exciting thing is, right now I'm working on a cartoon called Gatchaman, and you may remember that being released in the 70s and then again in the 80s as Battle of the Planets. Remember, it was those guys, it was a team of five, four guys and a girl, and they all dressed up in bird costumes and flew around and fought the evil minions of Galactor. Well, I'm doing the voice for Joe, who back in the Battle of the Planets, so I believe he was called Jason, and then he was called Dirk Daring in some other release in the 80s. I can't even keep it straight myself. But right now, we're re-releasing all 105 episodes as they appeared in 1972 in Japan under the title Gatchaman. So check that out. So anyway, I had to stop because I heard you playing the Great Mazinger theme song, and I don't think I've heard that since I don't know when. But anyway, I love your podcast. Check out Gatchaman. Check out the Great Mazinger one was called Mazen Kaiser. That was the name of the DVD if you want to pick it up. And so that's it. Thanks for it. Keep up the good work. And
wow, thanks for the voicemail there. That's pretty cool. Yeah, Battle of the Planets is a great cartoon. Here's the theme song for Battle of the Planets. Just great. It's great to hear from you there. And, you know, please let us know how that's progressing there. Maybe we should interview you on our podcast there since you got that inside track. Well, here's our final voicemail of the day from a gentleman named Mel, or so he calls himself.
Hi, this is Mel, and I have erotic fetishes about large, furry cats when I have sex. I love to rub them around my testicles, and I can't quite figure out if this is normal or if it's something that I should seek professional help about. I also enjoy large, furry rats, if I can find them. Many times rats are running around under my house, and I love to kill and occasionally barbecue them or deep fry them and then rub them between my buttocks as I'm having sex with my many girlfriends. Nathaniel, Natalie, really enjoys it when I do my rat play with her, mainly attaching two live rats to her large size breast and then eating the toe jam between her wonderful feet, her toes. I love them so much as I sometimes sniff lots of panties, as many as I can, and I suffocate, and then I get strange images of burl ives, and I can't seem to get it up, so I have quite a few problems. I'm so embarrassed that I just want to take my response directly over the podcast and maybe get some Kentucky Fried Chicken at the same time. 11 herbs and spices. I love them so much. Anyway, I hope you're having a great time, and I don't know, I just love you so much. Seen you.
Well, thanks for that great voicemail, Mel. In fact, listening to your voicemail made me think that you could benefit from this 1970s commercial spot here.
DD is for everybody, not just for the few. Anyone can share DD with someone nice as you. DD is for everybody, darling, have no doubt that anyone can get DD. That's what it's all about.
If you're curious or confused, get information or a pamphlet at most pharmacies or a health clinic. If you need help, see a doctor.
So, by the way, thanks to Residude X for sending us that. Great. If you got some fun clips like that, send them our way. rbarry@retrocrush.com. Be happy to share them with the fans of the Retro Crush podcast there. And I do thank you all for listening. Like I said, we've been getting about 3,000 listens per episode now. And, boy, when we first started, it was just a couple hundred, so it's just getting bigger and bigger each week, and I appreciate y'all listening there. And I do appreciate the voicemails and emails. Again, rbarry@retrocrush.com, and you can call 916-231-9480, and we'd just love to hear from you. Nothing brightens my day more than getting a voicemail from you. Hey, a couple things. If you check out the main page of Retro Crush, we do have some Retro Crush t-shirts. Some folks maybe who don't visit the site very often but just hear the podcast may have asked about shirts, and I let them know that we have this great t-shirt. We're getting some new ones coming in as well, but really good deal. I think for just $9.50 shipped, we got this black t-shirt with some great artwork from Johnny Ryan of these laughing demons on it. Just a lot of fun. It's a great shirt. It's a Hanes Beefy Tee, so it's really good, high quality. And I've washed these shirts many times, many, many times. And they look as good as they did from the day I first put it on. So check it out. And we're also having a Retro Crush art auction on eBay with some goofy pictures that I've drawn. And you could own some original Robert Barry artwork. So, now's your chance. So go to RetroCrush.com. It'll be right on the front page there, so it'll be pretty easy to find. So anyway, that's what we have there for you. Hey, I saw that Willie Nelson recorded a new song that he's put on iTunes called Cowboys Are Secretly Fond of Each Other. And I downloaded it off of iTunes for 99 cents. You know, it's worth a try. It's from Willie Nelson, you know. He's a American legend. And want to play a little clip of it for you here. Totally worth your dollar to download off of iTunes. But here's a little bit of it. It's very funny.
Well, the cowboy may brag about things that he's done with his women, but the ones that brag loudest are the ones that are most likely queer. Cowboys frequently secretly fond of each other. Say, what did you think all them saddles and boots was about?
So it's about time to have another contest here for you. This one's just pretty simple here. You gotta guess the backwards clip that this song is from. I'm going to play it one more time here for you. I know some of you guys like take that and play it backwards on your own so that you can cheat there, but this is a pretty tough one anyway. So I have one of several DVD sets that I'll a lot of vintage TV shows to choose from. So I'll leave that up to you, which one that you want. But the first person that can correctly guess that sound clip will win a special TV DVD set. By the way, we got a lot of cool stuff that we're reviewing and giving away on the front page of Retro Crush there. We've got a set for Lois and Clark on DVD, the original Superman TV series from the 50s, and the Electric Company show as well. So keep your eyes open there. We're giving a lot of stuff away. And again, I'm asking you, buy a T-shirt. It'll impress your friends. And your family and your grandma will totally dig it, let me tell you. One thing you can check out on the front page is that we've got the trailer for the movie that I was in called The Curse of the Golden Skull. And if you go to the front page of Retro Crush, I've got a link for it, and you can watch the trailer, and you get to see a picture of me with my head getting cut off. And if you click it, you can watch the trailer and see it in full action there. And if you'd like to buy the DVD, you can get it for, I think, just about $13 or less. So that's sent to your house. So give it a try. The fine folks at Trash Film Orgy are selling that there, and it's great, great fun. In fact, if you don't like it, I promise I'll do something extra special for you. So, this next bit isn't so retro theme, but it was just so funny I had to share it with you. If you go to the podcast link on our webpage, I'll actually have the whole video clip to show you, but there's a station called WHAS. I think they're in Florida, but I might be wrong there. But they did a report on a teacher who got suspended for 10 days for apparently calling one of his students a nigger. And the beginning of this, if you watch the whole clip, you'll see it all unfold. But basically it shows how an attempt to probably be more hip and streetwise with his students, called one of his black students a nigger. And this is a clip from this where this really old guy with a beard, this is funny seeing him try to be so hip there, tries to explain that calling somebody a nigga, spelled N-I-G-G-A-H, is okay, as opposed to N-I-G-G-E-R.
Dawson says that students use the slang version of the N-word at Valley High School all the time. He says N-I-G-G-E-R is a racial slur, but says that students use N-I-G-G-A as often as they'd say dude or hey man. And Dawson says as much as he does not like the word, he still used the slang version to feel more comfortable with black students.
Why is this word used so frequently, so... I just don't understand it, and I'm trying to understand it. I need help. Yes, I use nigga. I've used it. I admit it. I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga. That, you know, nigga, nigga this, nigga, nigga please, nigga. Can you lend the nigga a pencil?
What kind of example are you setting for your students if you use a word that you don't want them to use?
Upon reflection, that's not good.
Dog.
Can a nigga get a pencil? That's a common one you hear on the street there, that's for sure. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. We should have a new episode probably around Tuesday or Wednesday this week, where we're going to have an interview with Lisa Pelican, who's been in a lot of films. And you can check out the whole interview with her on the front page of Retro Crush right now. And again, hey, support the site and the podcast. Buy a Retro Crush t-shirt. Bid on our art auction. And we're going to leave you with a theme song to Three's Company. And we may have played this before. After 65 episodes, my brain's getting a little fuzzy. But that may have more to do with the homemade gin that I've been brewing in my basement. You know what you do is you get like rubbing alcohol and some juniper berries and some sterno. And if you dump it through cornbread, it's like totally okay to drink. Please don't sue me. This is meant to be a satire. Anyway, hey, you think Don Knotts, first thing a lot of you think about is Andy Griffith Show. First thing a lot of you think about is erotic nipple licking, but you guys are sick. That's not who I'm directing this to. But some people also think of his great work as Mr. Furley on Three's Company. what a great part. I mean, and what an interesting job he had. I mean, you had the first season or two of Three's Company and the Ropers there with Norman Fell and his crazy wife that wore the muumuu. And they were so funny on that show, and they did so well. They took him off the show and spun him into the Ropers, where they failed miserably and disappeared into the ether there. But in order to fill the evil landlord role, they brought in Don Knotts as Mr. Furley. And he was outstanding, and I loved watching Mr. Furley. You know, he'd always thought Jack was gay, just like Ralph or Mr. Roper did, you know. But I just always liked him, you know, Jack, what are you doing here? You know, just always crazy, and he'd wear them loud outfits. And, you know, it's so neat to see Don Knotts appealing to a whole new generation of people here that may not have even really known him much from the Andy Griffith Show. But here is a really interesting version of the theme song that was recorded using different people singing it, basically. And I thought I'd like to share it with you here to kind of close out the show. So thanks again for listening. Please keep listening. Please let me know what you want to hear on the show. Please let me know what you don't want to hear on the show. And email us, rberry@retrocrush.com. Call us, 916-231-9480. And share the love. And here it is, the alternate version of the Three's Company theme song.
Meow 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 meow.
I'm Deputy Sheriff Barney Fife, although I do have a nickname I've been stuck with and can't seem to lose, Fast Gunfife.